Joining me in the studio, Dr. Brian Schonk and also Zach Perrine from UACCB. Always good to see you gentlemen in here because I know it always means exciting news for both UACCB and for the community. So good morning to you both.
Good morning, Dad.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the Aspen Award, what it is, and about UACCB's role in that for this time.
Well, we're very proud of the fact, Chad, that the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, they announced the top 200 community colleges in the United States, and UACCB was once again selected as one of the top community colleges in the United States. The Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence is a $1 million award that goes to the best community college. Now, that's a two-year process, so they go through this every 2 years. This is actually for the award for 2027. We made the first cut. That's 200. The next will be 25. Then they narrow it down to 10. Then they pick the top community college in the United States.
Very good. And this is exciting. You say it's the – how many times has UACCB been in the running for this now?
Three out of the last four cycles.
That's excellent. It speaks volumes about the quality of our education out there. Zach, tell me a little bit about what your role is in this and what you perceive from all of this.
Well, thanks, Chad. I think the big part is to showcase the amazing things happening on campus. I mean, our students are doing great work. You know that by our incredibly high graduation rates. I mean, we lead the state in community colleges with students graduating. And then also our retention rates, incredibly high. And so together, it's great to see that level of quality. We know our instruction is fantastic. The support is top notch. So all those things come together. And I think really this Aspen encapsulates just all those amazing things. So we can take great pride as a community in the good things happening at UACCB.
So what is the next step in the process?
So it requires that we submit two different applications. One is data. So they want to see the numbers. Zach mentioned our retention rate and graduation rate. I'll let him share the employment statistics that go along with that as well. And then the other is just a narrative, a very long narrative. They want to hear our story and how we were able to attain such high success rates for our students. So they'll take that from the top 200 schools. They'll filter through, and sometime in April or May of next year, they'll reach out and they'll do phone interviews with the schools. And then from there, they'll select it down to the top 25.
All right. Zach, fill in the blanks there a little bit.
Yeah, so it's great to see the results of this. And one of the things that we were able to learn is how successful our students are upon graduation in getting jobs. So already on average, if you take at least 24 hours of college credit at UACCB, you've got a 77% likelihood of having a job a year after graduation. Those students that end up completing their associate degree, though, are up over 80% of them are going to be employed after their first year, which is pretty incredible. And some of those students that are graduating are also moving on to their bachelor's as well. So not every student is immediately getting a job, but it's great to see that we know students are getting employable skills and able to get access to good jobs immediately following their time at the college.
And Dr. Schonk, you mentioned with this comes the kind of the expose of best practices across the board for community colleges. So it really is a win-win for everyone.
That's been the benefit for us as an institution, is that they publish the best practices from the schools that they visit, and they'll visit in person over 2 or 3 days each school, the top 10. And they publish out what they found and what those schools did so good to move their success numbers up. And we've been studying that for well over a decade and employing those practices to help UACC be better.
What are some of those practices? What can you tell me?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is ensuring that students have clear pathways to graduation. And so by making sure that students aren't taking extraneous credit, not accumulating a ton of debt, have that personalized advising experience, that is a big step. And everything centers around good pathways and a great schedule. And so we can do that. The other part is having, again, those relational pieces and making sure that students don't have to navigate all these different structures. So we have, of course, our new Welcome Center that's at the center of campus in the MCB building. And it's fantastic because if you don't know where to go, go there. We'll get you on the right path no matter what you want to do. And then it's very clear on your way out. And I think that helps bolster a lot of those good stats that you see there too. The other part is we want that flexibility. So, you know, we did the evening U track of courses. So, of course, we have our traditional age students that a lot of times will take classes during the day. But with that specialized track for all the different options at night, more working adults can also find a way to take some in person, some parts online find a schedule that balances your life, especially if you've got to manage your kids and job and all those different things. This puts it all together in a way that makes it accessible.
I've told people lots of times when they talk about going to college, if you are concerned about financial, you don't have to be. You have been able to find money for practically any person that has come out there. And that's amazing.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on that debt-free degree. That's important. We know that's a big talk nationally is talking about student loan debt. Don't have to worry about that if you come to UACCB. And I'll just go ahead and tease at some stuff coming up in the future for this academic year. We're working on some other strong partnerships with some bachelor pathways that will ensure that students could also go that route and also not have to incur excessive debt as well. So stay tuned.
Congratulations thus far on the Aspen project and where you are in that. We'll be looking for more updates on that as we go along. You say it's 2027 cycle that we're into right now, right?
2027, that's the winner.
Seems like a long time off, but it'll be here before we know it. Give me a little update on everything else that's happening on campus, or at least some of those things that are happening on campus these days.
So we're in the process of selecting our next round of nursing students, highly competitive program, most competitive program we have on campus right now.
Right.
We've recently, through a state grant, been able to start a new cohort. So traditionally, we would start students in August, and they would complete 2 years later in December. Now we're also starting students programs in January that will end in May. So we'll be graduating students twice a year, which the local hospital and all the healthcare providers are really appreciative of that. The other thing we have going on is our Gateway Center. That's the property that's located across from the city soccer fields, working on our farm program, farm and ranch management. That's coming along really well. Construction should be finished probably the middle of January, and we will start enrolling students in our farm program for August of next year.
I pass by there at least twice a day every day because I live out in that direction. That is a busy, busy place. There's so much work going on, and the transformation that's happened just in the last year to year and a half out there, absolutely amazing. Doesn't even look like the same place.
No, and I can't wait for the opportunity to show you the inside of it, Chad. You're going to love it.
Can't wait to see it. Zach Perrine, Dr. Brian Shonka in with us this morning from UACCB. Gentlemen, always good to see you.
Thank you so much,
Chad.